You are Locked On Lions, your daily Detroit Lions podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
It's Victory Monday, everybody, on Locked On Lions. The end of the season, January the 10th into Tuesday, January the 11th. Lions finished 3-13-1 after yesterday's 37-30 victory over the Packers. It's Matt Derry. It's Locked On Lions right here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day. Thanks for listening and joining us on a chilly Monday. It's like 15 degrees out there. And Locked On Lions today brought to you by OnlineGambling.com, the place to be for all the latest gambling news and tips throughout the NFL playoffs. Visit OnlineGambling.com/NFL to get the edge over the competition throughout this year's playoffs. Coming up on the show, I'm optimistic, all right? But we need to pump the brakes a little bit on 2022 already, one day after 2021 finished with the Lions. I will explain coming up. No surprise today, the Lions have relieved Anthony Lynn of his duties as offensive coordinator. Dan Campbell spoke on it today. We'll get into that. And who might be the next OC? Pro Football Focus grades from yesterday, top five and bottom five from Sunday's win over the Packers on both offense and defense. And yes, Jared Goff apparently is the new savior. Not saying that, but what I am saying is his numbers over the last six games that he played were very good. But we got to give it some perspective and talk about it today, and we'll do that right here on Locked On Lions. Thank you for listening and joining us. Thanks for making us your first listen each and every day right here on Locked On Lions on the Locked On Podcast Network. Follow us on Twitter at Derry Speaks, D-E-R-Y Speaks, at Locked On Lions on Twitter, and also the Matt Derry Facebook fan page. As I said on yesterday's show, thank you guys and girls and everybody that listens. I appreciate your listenership. We just got through our sixth season on Locked On Lions since I've joined the Locked On Podcast Network. And David Locke, the man that runs the show, called me up in 2016, says I'm starting this venture, and I've been here ever since. So we appreciate your listenership and appreciate everybody listening. Yesterday was fun. There's no question about it. Lions beat up on the Packers a little bit, got their third win, and finished the year at 3-13-1. I thought this would be about a 4-13 team, based on the roster, based on a rookie head coach, based on a rookie staff. And so the team sort of sat right at expectations. But, you know, I'm getting text messages from friends. I'm getting direct messages from friends. Hey, Matt, hey, D's, whatever. You know, do you see the news today? I'm like, yeah, what? The Vikings fired Rick Spielman, their general manager, and Mike Zimmer's out. What about the Bears? They're firing Ryan Pace and Matt Nagy. Oh, my gosh. The division's up for – what if Aaron Rodgers leaves? The Lions might have a chance. Hold on a second. I literally have friends telling me, do you think the Lions can finish second next year? Do we really have to pump the brakes now, one day after the season? Was yesterday a lot of fun? Yes. Do the Lions – are they on the come a little bit? Are there some young players to be excited about? Absolutely. St. Brown, Jonah Jackson, Oruwariye, Ragnow, Hawkinson. Yes. I recognize that this thing is going to go upwards. I'm seeing that. I see some improvement with Dan Campbell. I like Brad Holmes. All these things. But the Minnesota Vikings are going to finish ahead of the Lions again next year. This notion that, oh, yeah, well, Vikings fired their GM and coach, so it must be a rebuild. Hold on a minute. Minnesota still has Dalvin Cook. The Lions have nobody like that on their team. The Minnesota Vikings still have Justin Jefferson. The Lions have nobody as good as Justin Jefferson. Eric Kendricks, Harrison Smith, Danielle Hunter. Should I keep going? Anthony Barr. The Lions don't have anything close to Anthony Barr. So, I'm excited too. But this notion that this team is going to go from 3 wins to 9 next year or 10 and then all the rebuilds. Yes, there are national people saying they're playing hard for Dan Campbell. This thing's on the up and up. Absolutely it is. But next year, Jared Goff's all of a sudden going to be Joe Montana. TJ Hockenson's all of a sudden going to be Travis Kelce. And the Lions are going to go from 3 wins to 9 to 10? No, no. There's still not enough talent. They still need some time. All right? They won 3 games this year, folks. 3. Well, they almost beat the Ravens. They should have beat the Steelers. Sure. All right? Well, they beat the Packers yesterday. The Packers' second and third string played the second half. Aaron Rodgers came out of the game. So did Devontae Adams. Aaron Jones didn't play. So I'm excited too, but we've got to pump the brakes around here. Remember, the rebuilds take time. This is a total gut job and has been over the last 12 months by Brad Holmes. There's been a lot of players they've had to get rid of. They are going to add more, but you can't add them all in one offseason. This is also Detroit. It's not a free agent destination. You're not going to get the home runs, most likely, in free agency. They also have some contracts that are difficult to move, like Goff and Trey Flowers. They're still paying Jamie Collins. They don't have $80 million of cap space. They got like 40. So if they go from 3 wins to 6 next year or 7, that would be good. But a lot of things have to come into place. Oh, they're already better than the Bears and Vikings. Wait, hold on a minute. I'm not thrilled about Chicago. All right? What if Aaron Rodgers and Devontae Adams leave Green Bay? Jordan Love stinks. I can see some of that discussion, but this notion that they're a lock to finish in second next year and look out, everybody, it's going to happen sooner rather than later. I hope so. But I mean, I literally have people telling me, oh, they're a second-place team next year. Wait, what? Like they drafted some kids this past season, Penei Sewell and Amon-Ra St. Brown, 2 of their draft picks. Let's be fair, 2 that were really key contributors, and I think we know are cornerstones. But maybe Sewell has a bit of a sophomore jinx next year. Maybe Amon-Ra St. Brown doesn't sneak up on everybody next year like he did this year. That's possible. I like what they have. I like some of the young players. I said they had some young stars yesterday. I said that about St. Brown and Jackson and Ragnow. Those are star players. What Amon-Ra St. Brown is doing has been unbelievable. You know, 8 catches for 100 yards like every game the last 6. Scoring touchdowns. And he's the only threat they have on the outside. And yet he's still getting open. Yards after the catch. He's been great. Not good, great. I love what I see there. But he's still a young guy in one season. So that's my thoughts on that. I just want to pump the brakes a little bit. I don't want to be a Debbie Downer. I just want everybody to slow down a bit before you start telling me that we're a lock to win to finish second next year in the division. I think it'd be great. But hold on a minute here. Before we have any of that type of conversation, please and thank you. Built Bar, baby, it's the new year. That means New Year's resolutions. If yours is about getting fit, eating healthier, make sure you include Built Bar in your plan. They are the protein bars that taste just like candy bars. They are that good. They might be even better than candy bars. I love the coconut brownie chunk bar. I love the cookies and cream bar. Those are my favorite. Usually have 1 a day, mint brownie, salted caramel. Whatever flavors you like, you can get at Built.com. Most Built bars contain 130 calories, that's it, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, and 17 grams of protein. Compare that to a candy bar, which usually has around 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. All right, I've been telling you about these for years. They are really, really good. Really good. Always have new flavors. They got the marshmallow Built Puffs, which are good. Go to Built.com and see for yourself. Go to Built.com, use the promo code LOCKED15 and get 15% off your order. That's promo code LOCKED, L-O-C-K-E-D 15 for 15% off at built.com. And hey, if you're looking for an edge these days, you'd like to thank OnlineGambling.com for sponsoring today's podcast. If you don't know already, OnlineGambling.com is a website dedicated to giving gamblers the edge. Throughout the playoffs, they're providing you with the NFL best tips, news, and more to help make your bets as informed as ever. I was on the site today. It's fantastic. OnlineGambling.com gives gamblers the edge by providing the best and most trusted experience online all day, every day, inspiring every gambler in the world to beat the odds. Don't make emotional decisions with your hard-earned dollars. Make informed decisions with information sourced by experts. Be sure to consult OnlineGambling.com before placing your bets. All right? They inspire every gambler in the world to beat the odds. You go to the website, OnlineGambling.com, check out the latest NFL playoff news and tips on how you can get the edge. The website's great. Visit OnlineGambling.com/NFL for all the latest gambling news and tips to give you the edge throughout the postseason. Remember, playoffs start this weekend. OnlineGambling.com/NFL to make the most of this year's playoffs. All right, folks. Big news today, and it really isn't big news. We knew this was coming. Anthony Lynn, he gone, offensive coordinator, has parted ways with the Lions and vice versa. Dan Campbell said today when asked about Anthony Lynn, quote, "It just wasn't a fit. You want it to be, but I think we just never found our groove or our rhythm. Sometimes it just doesn't work out that way you want," end quote. Remember, after the bye week, Dan Campbell took over the play calling duties, and Anthony Lynn basically was still the offensive coordinator with, like, nothing to do. Now, everybody has raved about the person, Anthony Lynn. Jared Goff, oh, he's such a great guy, and everything that happened to him during the season, yet he stayed with it. So now the Lions need a new OC. What will the Lions do at offensive coordinator? Here are some possibilities. Number one, everybody's talked about tight ends coach Ben Johnson. Campbell said today, "Ben did a hell of a job for us." Goff said, "Ben really stepped in there about halfway through the year and became very involved in having a lot of ideas and installing things and having his hand in a lot of the stuff the quarterback was doing. The sky's the limit for him. I'm excited to hopefully have him back, and we'll see where that goes," end quote. All right, so Ben Johnson, of course, was with Dan Campbell down in Miami. He coached in New Orleans with Dan Campbell. Ben Johnson, to me, is the front runner to be the offensive coordinator. If you want to go outside the box and think about the Lions going after somebody else, I think it's possible, but I think it's either going to be Ben Johnson or assistant head coach Deuce Staley. Are there people outside of the organization? Yes. Joe Brady, of course, that was the offensive coordinator for LSU with Joe Burrow, was fired midseason by the Carolina Panthers. He's available. But why did he get fired by Carolina? You know, Joe Brady has Dan Campbell ties. He was an offensive assistant in New Orleans when Campbell was there. Also, watch this name, Ken Dorsey, Bills quarterbacks coach and passing game coordinator. When my buddy Albert Dale, my best friend in the world, engineer to the stars. Albert used to own a Ken Dorsey Miami Hurricanes jersey. It's very true. But Ken Dorsey is a name that is out there and people respect and is going to be an offensive coordinator soon and somewhere. Also, do not rule out Sean Jefferson, the former Lions wide receivers coach, who is now the wide receivers coach in Arizona. Would the Lions bring him back? I think it's a long shot, but those are some names. I still say it's going to be Ben Johnson, and I believe that he will get the gig. I truly believe that. So if Johnson gets the gig and remains the Lions offensive coordinator, of course he will be working with one Jared Goff. All signs point to him being back next year. And look, here's the deal on the Lions quarterback. I don't think he's very good. I don't. And I think many of you saw a good improvement. The Lions went 3-2-1 in Goff's last six starts. And the first eight games for Jared Goff, his completion percentage was about 67%. He threw for 1,995 yards, eight touchdowns, six interceptions. Then his passer rating was 85.3. Nothing special, and certainly nothing to go, oh, this is going to be the guy for the next 4 or 5 years. The last six games, all with Dan Campbell as the play caller, 68% completion rate, 1,250 yards, 11 touchdowns, just two interceptions, and a passer rating of 101.8. Since week 12, according to Jeremy Reisman of Pride of Detroit, Jared Goff is third in the NFL in passer rating, fourth in completion percentage, 11th in touchdowns, tied for second in fewest interceptions with just two, and sixth in adjusted yards per attempt. So no coincidence that once Anthony Lynn stopped calling the plays and Dan Campbell took over, that Jared Goff improved. We saw improvement. The Steeler game when he was injured and couldn't throw the football was like abysmal to watch, because if he just had a pulse in that game, the Lions would have won. And he was not good at the start of the year. Did he get better the last six games? Yes. I gave you the numbers. Would I take a 101.8 passer rating for my starting quarterback? Yes. But I still don't trust him. I still think he's too loose with the football. I still think he misses too many throws. Going into next season, who's going to be the Lions quarterback? It's going to be Jared Goff. His cap hit is like $30 million. They can't afford to let him go. They can't afford to just cut him or have him sit down. He's only 27 years of age. The running game is much better. The offensive line is really solid. The Lions have an out in Goff's contract, but it doesn't come until after next season. And that draft class is going to be a lot better than this draft class. I still think the Lions need a developmental quarterback. I'm not saying you're taking him at number two. I'm not even saying you're taking him at number 20, whatever they have. And we'll find out if the Rams lose again this weekend. Anything's possible. Matthew Stafford, by the way, has made the playoffs four times. And every time he's made the playoffs, he's lost his last regular season game, which affects the team's seeding, including yesterday and his melt and the meltdown by the Rams. It wasn't just him against San Francisco. But Jared Goff is the guy for now. But nothing. I'm not sitting here telling you I'm doing some 180 and, oh, Jared Goff's the guy forever. No. This team needs to address the quarterback position this offseason with something. A veteran to maybe push him or be behind him, so when he gets injured, if he does, it's not Tim Boyle or David Blau. I think they're keeping Boyle. I think they're going to draft a quarterback, and he's going to hold a clipboard all of next year. They could draft another quarterback next time. Next year after that, there's a chance. Lions have a lot of extra draft picks. But you got to give Jared Goff credit. He's tough, and he got better since Campbell took over the play calling duties. But is he the guy for the future? If this team starts competing in 2023-24, no, I don't think he's the guy. All right, PFF grades from yesterday. We'll do that coming up next. Lions fans, Matt Derry here with an incredible app everyone who buys gas needs to know about. We've been talking about this. It's called Get Upside. My listeners are making up to 25 cents for every gallon of gas every time they fill up. Just download the free Get Upside app in the App Store or Google Play right now and use the promo code TOUCHDOWN and get a bonus 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's up to 50 cents cash back. Don't pay full price at the pump anymore. Get cash back using Get Upside. Just download the app for free and use promo code TOUCHDOWN to get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. Some people who drive a lot are making as much as $200 to $300 a month in cash back, and there's no catch. The cash back gets added right to your account. You can cash out anytime to your bank account, PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Get Upside app today and use promo code TOUCHDOWN to get up to 50 cents a gallon cash back on your first tank. That's promo code touchdown. All right, so who were some of the stars and who struggled in Sunday's win over the Green Bay Packers, according to ProFootballFocus.com, our friends at PFF? On offense, you had two players over 90 with a 90 grade. That's fantastic. A rarity with this team. Halapulavati Vaitai graded out at a 91.2 yesterday. He's been really good at right guard. $10-11 million a year. He earned every penny this year. Amon-Ra St. Brown, the wide receiver, 90.6. Jonah Jackson, 77.3. Tight end Brock Wright, 73.6. And Jamal Williams, 68.3. Those are your top five offensive performers for the Lions. Bottom five, right tackle Matt Nelson, subbing for Penei Sewell, 39.2. Ryan McCollum, the backup center, 46.0. Taylor Decker came in at a 56 yesterday. Josh Reynolds, 57.6. And DeAndre Swift, a 58.2. Those are your bottom five offensive performers in yesterday's 37-30 win over Dr. Aaron Rodgers and the Green Bay Packers. On defense, C.J. Moore, 92.7, the safety. A.J. Parker came in second at 81.0, batting third. Aleem McNeil finishing third at 79.5. Ifeatu Melifonwu, 69.5. And Tracy Walker, 66.7. Those were your top five Lions defensive performers. Bottom five. Derek Barnes, middle linebacker, 27.4. It was not a good season for Derek Barnes if you listen to PFF. Still raw, still young, but the linebacker did not grade out very well. Michael Brockers, 38.1. If I had to guess, I would say this was his last season as a Lion. Good leader in the locker room. The guys love him, but I'm not sure he'll be back. Nick Williams, 49.5. Jalen Reeves-Maben, 50.6. And Levi Onwuzurike, 52.3. The Lions are going to need a lot more next year from number 75. A little bit disappointing, to say the least, from the second round pick. Where was Jesse Lemonade? Or as Lomas called him yesterday, Jesse Lemonade, 65.3. Are those your top five and bottom five performers for the Lions? Season's done. Man, 3-13-1. Can't believe it's over. See who the Lions, where the Lions head with offensive coordinator, and what's next for this organization. Where do they go? What are they going to do? Are they going to bring in Rick Spielman, Chris's brother, who just got fired by the Vikings? Will he be a part of the mix in the front office? Will any of the Lions front office people, Ray Agnew, John Dorsey, will they get interviews with other teams? It's possible. So we'll have all the Lions news for you tomorrow. We're here every day this week, again, Monday through Thursday. Right here on Locked On Lions, we thank you for making us your first listen each and every day. Have a great Monday, everybody.